If I ask you, how do we grow spiritually? What are you going to tell me? I read my Bible and I pray every day. Question, have you not been doing it? Have you been growing? Are we together? We just open the Bible in the morning and read anywhere. We are just convinced. The purpose of reading the Bible for many believers is to cure themselves from the guilt of not feeling spiritual. They just open any scripture. And Abraham did this. Then they open another one. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. Then they pray, Lord, I thank you. Today is blessed. I speak to this day. And then they come out and their lives are messed up. And after many years, they don't grow. Brothers and sisters, that's not how we grow in the kingdom. You never grow just by looking at a Bible and mumbling words. Take it from me. No, you don't grow that way. Not in the anointing, not in the knowledge of God. I want to show you how to grow. Because people can grow. Let me tell you the first key to growth. Write it down. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13 is called the law of encounter. This is the first mystery that is responsible for growth in the kingdom. Jeremiah chapter 29, please give it to us. And verse 13. Jeremiah 29. Read it with me. One, two, read. The last three words, please. One, two, read. One more time. You see these three words? That is the separator of casual Christians and people who will find God. It says, and ye will seek me. Many are doing it. But you will only find me when you search for me with everything. Everything. Brothers and sisters, your motive and your hunger for God vetoes your fasting. It vetoes your prayer. It vetoes your study of Bible and your reading of books. There are many of those who wrote the Bible. They work in Zondervan. They work in White Taker House, the publishing companies, but they are not born again. Printing the Bible and walking around it does not bring growth. There is a depth of hunger. Read your Bible. Everyone who found God in the Bible searched for him with everything. Not a casual pastoral search. Not a woman of God mama search. Not a businessman theoretical search. Not an academician search. Ye shall seek me. Hear what David said. A man who was full of encounters, as the deer pants after the water brooks. Reading the Bible does not mean you pant after God. It may just mean you are not yet employed. So you are whiling away time until your letter arrives and you get busy. Brothers and sisters, there is one thing I know. If you must remain in the faith, you need an encounter with God. An encounter that is higher than business. An encounter that is higher than money. That is the only thing that has capacity to keep you. If you don't have an encounter, I promise you, the busyness of ministry will make you go still. Are we together? Encounters. There are pastors who are good readers of the Bible, excellent revelators of the word, but there's no encounter. And you find out they rise. The moment ministry starts moving, you see an unbelievable deviation of convictions. You need an encounter. An encounter is the place of intimacy with God. That is the place of pruning. That is the place of dealing. That is a place where your all is before him. An encounter is not a place where men of God meet God. An encounter is where those who are desperate for him, they say, oh God, as a matter of life and death, that is the place where he washes you. That is the place where he builds you. You don't have an encounter, you will never grow spiritually. We can flatter ourselves. Listen, the appearance of the gifts of the Spirit in your life is not necessarily proof of growth. There is a big deception sweeping the body of Christ. And thank God I walk in this thing so that you don't think that maybe I'm just talking. Listen, I can walk whether in the healing or the prophetic grace. The anointing on that office is not a reflection of my spiritual growth. It is the grace and empowerment that comes by reason of being called into that office. If that anointing comes on a handkerchief, it will produce the same result. Handkerchiefs don't have spiritual lives. Listen, that's why you can lay hands on someone during a service and he can pray for sick people and they will be healed. After 10 days, find out whether he will still do it again. It's gone. Because you have to dig your well and cultivate a healthy spiritual life. Impartation does not cover for encounters. You can receive an impartation of grace, and the moment you enter a meeting, you see people jumping up and down, or you an impartation of the spirit of revelation, and you begin to teach the Bible. Do you know there are people who finish teaching the Bible, and afterwards, when they enter the office, they now start discussing, and you are like, is it that these people don't believe what they say? I've seen music artists that when you see them, service is going on, they are at the back of the church, gisting, taking sugarcane, eating biscuit. They now say, it's time for Elijah to come and minister. And then just cleans his mouth and comes. And after 5 minutes, you see people rolling on the floor. And you finish, you say, my God, Elijah, no, sir. No, sir. God does not judge you based on the gift in your office. It's based on how much you pursued him. Seekers of his presence. You can study the Bible out of competition to make sure that you are the first to bring certain dimensions. You can study the Bible out of just to make sure you have sermons. I know pastors, and that's wonderful. I teach it too. There are pastors that have a sermon for every topic. All they keep doing when they are invited is to just flip. What are we talking about now? The axe head will float again. I remember 2004, I preached a message like that. Just dust it, add A and B. Are we blessed? The starting point of your spiritual life is to trust God for a hunger that can last your lifetime. I will give up ministry 1,000 times. I want you to ask the Lord, he will tell you, there is nothing in this life, nothing in this life that I cannot give God. Ask him. There is nothing. That is the measure of your love for God. The measure of your love for God is not sung. When you say you love this lady, she says, sir, I've not eaten. I say, sorry, they just called me at the police station. You are a liar and a foolish gentleman, because if it is true love, it will cost you. Are we together? The cost dimension. I'm showing you how these things work spiritually. What you see God do in my life today, I submit to you, is not just entirely a product of my prayer and fasting. Is because God knows that anything he gives me is his own. My own, my anointing, my ministry. When did that happen? I'm showing you where we are missing it, although we are still studying the Bible. How many pastors move around? Oh, my member, my choir, my this. And God says, all right, so you pay the bills, you decorate everything, you bring members by yourself. How many churches put pressure on their people? Go and bring 5 souls, otherwise you, pastor will look at you and say, I saw 3. Please, please, please. John Wesley said, set yourself on fire and the world will come and watch you burn. Where the carcasses are, brothers and sisters, that's where the eagle will come. There are people who have traveled from several cities and several places today because there is a fire. The key is not to go and call them. The key is to keep burning. The key is not to go and call them. The key is to keep burning. My heart belongs to you. My life belongs to you. When I go to pray, he is Lord of my prayer. I don't just go as if I'm a fool. As if you are chanting a charm. I approach God like one who is totally dependent on him. He is the Lord of my prayer life. Many of us think that the power is in the dissipation of energy. So when we do it and someone is watching you, you are hoping they are bearing it on record that you are a prayer warrior. No, sir. This is not how spiritual things work. Above the mercy seat, below the cherubims, there I will meet with you. There is a meeting place. And I am desperate for you. Hey, help that lady. And I'm lost without you. This is how it works in the kingdom. And
I'm desperate for you.
Listen, man of God, let me tell you why the anointing has been far from you. Because every time you think power, you think conference. You think of a plane flying you around. Every time you think God, you think honorarium. Every time you think God, you think man of God. You imagine yourself entering a meeting and everybody saying, this is apostle. And God says, you no way. You fast try 100 days. And God says, in spite of it, and ye shall seek me and only find me and any other dimension in me when you seek me with your heart. You see the way pastors hold ministry? They hold ministry as if anybody ever preaches. Why is not them? Please let them not take my church. And they struggle and kill themselves. Koinonia belongs to him. It's a privilege to lead this ministry. You see that? Gone are the days when they preach encounters. Now everybody just preaches. Open the Bible, read, and somebody just quotes a scripture. The deep things of God. And we bounce around like a debate. And while we are doing it, heaven is watching. That's why there is no life in what we do. Listen, let's return to the place of encounters. Ask anyone, those of us who started in this ministry, it was people and God alone at the back of a fence. This is encounter. Encounter is not sitting down and no. It is encounter that makes you to listen to a 30-minute tape and finish it in 3 days, because you will be offering it every moment. There were people who would lock. Gone are the days when people lock themselves from morning till night. Now when people lock themselves to pray, it is, oh God, give me a wife. Oh God, give me a husband. I'm not saying these things are wrong. Oh God, give me this. Oh God, I must graduate. Oh God, I must get a job. Seriously, what is all this nonsense? And ye shall seek me. Please, God is not a joker. Let me tell you, if all of you does not seek him, forget about it. There are ladies seeking God only to prepare themselves for ministry. No, you won't find God that way. If at any point you find yourself using God, just know that you and the anointing, you and glory, you are far. Please hear what I'm telling you. I never started my walk with God knowing I will even be a preacher. One gentleman came here, I think some months ago, with documents from his ministry, well articulated. And he said he has been listening. He wants to start a walk. And he just came to take my blessings. I said, wonderful. I believe God calls people. But what have you done? Have you taken... I looked at him and at once, there is the smell of the secret place. It's an aura. when you see people who are not those who are visited, it is their habitation. There is the aura. It's not in the huskiness of your voice. It's not in the preacher friendly tone. No, sir. Take all of me, Lord. You have my everything. Use all of me, Lord. Take all of me, take all of me, take all of me. Use all of me, use all of me. I lay my everything. Take my everything. I release my everything. Take my everything. Say, take all of me. All of me, Lord. Listen, I wrote this song in a secret place. I'm not a musician. This is what happens when you want to grow. Paul and Silas did not have Bible study conferences, but brothers and sisters, these men were seekers of God. There was a prophetess called Anna. The Bible says she stayed in the temple, stayed in the temple since she was 24, for 60 years in the temple. Listen, preachers, we are the ones to blame first. Leave members alone. We don't have any encounter ourselves. We just come up and dress well. That you are preaching right does not mean it's releasing life. The life is from your secret place, not the Greek, not the Hebrew. Hear me, the life is from your secret place. It said the word is like a double-edged sword. That sword that enters the spirits of men, you can't fake it. Listen, honestly speaking, we're at a risk of a generation that does not know how to seek God. We know how to preach, we know how to sing. We know how to produce albums. We know how to write books. But to seek his face. Where you are fasting, not because you want power. You are saying, Lord, show me more of you. Reveal yourself to me. I remember those days in the night. Those of you in vet faculty, there is a place, one of the neglected places. I would climb that place and go on top of the zinc in the night. I would be there till morning, crying and saying, Lord, I've created a place where no one can distract us. Reveal yourself. I wasn't looking for power. Reveal yourself. Right now, what happens in the church is just a galore of talent. Galore of talent. I am this. I read this. I know this. I dress like this. No, sir. That's why we have lost the power of God in the body of Christ. As we sing this song this night, brothers and sisters, rededicate your life. Rededication is not for sinners. Rededication is for those who mean business with God. Lord, I rehang my life again. Take all of me, Lord. Hey, use all of me, Lord. Take all of me, Lord. I give all of me, Lord.
You have my everything.
Listen, the Bible talked about a particular woman. Because that woman was involved in all kinds of bad past, The Bible says she came before God with her treasure, a representation of her all. Let me show you how to get the heart of God. Other people were coming with all their, we know that Moses said this, and he said, this is not what I'm looking for. But here comes a woman. The Bible says she came with spikenard, pure nard, 1 year's wages. A representation of her heart. And she knelt down before God, the king, poured it. The Bible says she broke it. You can pour small and return small. You can give God your heart and take finance. You can give God finance and take relationship. Listen, you are not the first to go to school. Please hear what I'm saying, especially for we the young people. Don't let anyone fool you that working with God does not pay. No. You want to do business with God? The price is death, not morning devotion. The price for encounter is death, not 8 hours prayers. That's too small. Giving God 8 hours of your time will not give him all of you. You need to give him everything. Everything. Not 8 hours. You want to see the glory of God in your life and your meetings? You can fast dry for 90 days. You will not see anything. You want to see demons crying out as you minister? Brothers and sisters, it's not running around to look for a man of God. A man cannot impart his secret place. No, sir. Impartation is only useful when you have set a foundation. One of the most deceptive things happening in the body of Christ now is this craze for impartation. People just write the names of 5 or 10 men of God around that they think are anointed and divide seats like a business and hop from one location to the other. Touch me and then they snap. I got impartation from this. Hey, Jimmy, please. I got impartation for wealth. Apostle, I got impartation for this. Prophet, this, give me your own. Then they gather it in their room and lie to themselves that they are walking in those anointings. You are joking. You think God is that cheap? He said many are called though, but few are chosen. Gone are the days when you will stay as a neighbor with someone, like roommate, and you hear people groaning and crying before God in the night. Now people snort their way till morning. A pastor, a preacher. Oh God, anything that will take your presence from my life, may it not come, may it not come, may it not come, may it not come, may it not come. Ministry, I would give it up 1,000 times. Money, marriage, children, 1,000, 1,000,000 times. Listen, those of you here who God has called into ministry, or you are going into ministry, please, let me give you a loving caution. Be careful. Be careful. Who you follow matters. Be careful. There is a path. There is a path that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You show you are a shepherd by demonstrating your hunger for God. People follow your hunger, not your talk. While you are talking, people are watching you and they will find out, is it true that this person hungers after God? Brothers and sisters, I have met preachers in my life who preach what I call a boring message. But the presence of God that left them left me going back to cry and say, from whence cometh this man? Which depth? What did this person touch? That's what happened to me when I went to Reinhard Bonnke Crusade. I didn't go there to hear revelation. I was already preaching. I was already working in miracles. I went to hear a man who knew God. He talked about the Holy Spirit and he proved it. Let's return back to the secret place. Let's return back to retreats. It's a language we are not used to again. Learn to off your phone, no. Please, learn to source, especially now that it's December. enter. Do you know why we end Koinonia? We have just one more service and we're done. That 1 month break is not a time for people to go back to what they were doing before. Just go back and say, ah, let me go and see old secondary school friends and loiter around and call it Christmas holiday. It's a time for some of the workers in the ministry who labor day and night to now go and lock themselves. I can't wait to finish the last service where I know that I have time. No more counseling. No more ministrations. And let me lock myself and cry and roll before the God of my salvation. Not looking for power for next year. Not looking for prophetic word for next year. I don't get the prophetic word by searching. I get the prophetic word by worshiping God. And the visions he begins to open to me to the year. And he tells me. There are people who have come here now. And as they are listening to me, they are waiting to hear something, a revelation. Oh, Greek, logos. And then they write and carry it quickly and go to their fellowship. Gentlemen, I shipped something from somewhere. We will keep mocking ourselves with this thing. You don't fake presence. When you carry the presence of God, it is palpable. 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 Something happened. I don't know when, which of the days now it was. I was alone and someone came to see me. And I wasn't even out yet. The person just sat down. I went in. And all of a sudden, I came and saw the person shaking like a leaf. Shaking like a leaf. And I looked. I said, my God, do you know why? Because you can make your house a habitation of angels. All kinds of things happen there. All kinds. You don't just become spiritual when you fast. The key, please hear me. The key to knowing God is death, not prayer, not Bible study. Death. A sacrifice of your all. Until you die, the word of God now becomes alive in you. Until you die, the prayer now releases power to you. If you have not gone through that process of death, the way to the throne is the cross. You can't bypass the cross and just put a crown on your head and say, I've gotten to the throne. I wish I can go through this death for you. It is one thing I know that you cannot pass through as a group. Listen to my message, knowing God experientially. There are some of us, the orchestrations in our lives now are not caused by demons. They are the constraints that God must subject you through to cause you to know Him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, until I walk there, I never knew that I can fear no evil. We live in a generation that binds everything. We don't have discernment to know whether it is of God, whether it is a furnace that God is purifying us, because we are bankrupt spiritually. A pastor just sits down and cannot discern what is happening to him. Anything you see that is not favorable to your senses, you cast it. And many of us have casted the realms from which power will come. There are people who God will say, all of you go for work. Gone are the days where people hear God like this and somebody says, you owe for you 2 years, you are with me, no work for you, and everybody is lashing on you and criticizing you and saying, this your stupid man of God has turned your head upside down, and you feel that pain, and it is in that pain you know something about God. We don't have experiences that make us know God. We are full of theory. There is no scar in us that are testaments of encounter. You don't know God by theory. People are in a rush to go for ministry. Some of us, when God called us, it took His grace to push us so, because we felt so unqualified in ourselves. We knew it was not the issue of intellect. Is God speaking to you? I remember those days when we traveled for crusade. It was not the boosting of a man of God's ego. People looked forward to encounters. Encounters with the power of God. Never embarrassed by our failures. Right now you see people keep their ego on the line. and explain all kinds of things. If someone prayed for the sick and it was not healed, you may not see that person for the next 3 days. Not because the person is, not because his tongue is ego. It's a revelation that you must know more. And the person will unlock himself. Lord, there's got to be more. But right now, pastor lays hands on 90 people. 90 people don't get healed. And he says, well, at least we had a successful, intellectually sound meeting. Will I ever be that kind of preacher? Do you have time for God? I know you have a Bible. I know you pray, but do you have time for God? Show me the book where you record his voice. Show me the encounters. Show me the personal vigils that you do. Personal vigils, not group vigils where you dominate everything and pray everything alone. I remember one of our friends who was spending time with God. I would never forget. I came around Chapel of Redemption there. He was in the rain. It was raining. Yet he was on the floor there. That rain started and finished on him. Right now, little discomfort and we are angry. No. I can't go to church. My shirt is not properly ironed. They won't think I am a child. That's somebody who doesn't love God. The Holy Spirit is saying, lie down before me. I want to impart something. You turn, this lady that I like, this other one who respects me, my son is here, my daughter is here. Death. That's why we fight. I am Apostle Joshua Selman, not Brother Joshua Selman. Fight. That's a sign that you are alive in yourself. Please, in 1 minute, if I'm unable to continue, no problem. I'd like you to be honest. I want us to repent this night. Let's take 5 minutes. I don't know what position you will assume. Worship just set the atmosphere for us with the cymbal. Play the strings. I want to hear that sound of the strings. I give you 5 minutes with your maker. Please, I'd like you to cry your heart to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to be honest. Take all of me, use all of me. Cry before him. Let his glory come upon you. Take all of me. Lord, afresh, 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 fresh encounters, fresh encounters. Let us say, na na ma say, na na le le da da, she da da, le da da, le da da. Don't be ashamed of your tears.
I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. For nothing else can take your place.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
To feel the warmth of your grace. Help me find a way. Would you bring me back to you?
Just pray one prayer and say, Father, everything in my life that has risen above you, I bring it under the feet of Jesus now. Pray. Some of us is relationship. Some of us is business. Some of us is career. Some of us is ministry. Don't be ashamed tonight. Some of us is our reputation, beauty, looks, clothes, eloquence, degree, academic certifications, age. Hallelujah. Listen. It is this lack of secret place that makes us to begin to lose character. Are we together? It is this lack of secret place. You didn't used to be an angry person, but now everything annoys you. Are we together? Yes. Now everything moves you. Women, men, money, power. You didn't used to bother whether they call you pastor, promise or promise. But something happened to you. Once they don't put pastor, you almost kill. Let me be honest with you. There are many people who are in the motions, but the wine has finished. The wine has finished. The wine has finished. Lord, may this ministry never lose relevance. May the wine never finish. Let it never be, oh God, that a day will come when your power will not move just because men have hindered you. Let it never be, oh God, that a day will come where Joshua Selman will be full of himself and will never give you right of way. Lord, we rededicate this ministry. I rededicate my life. We rededicate everything to you. We lay our golden crowns, break our pride. Lord, if there is anything we have achieved that is responsible for any trace of pride, take it away. We're rounding up. Take it away. Talk to the Lord. Lord, take away my pride. Mention everything that must leave you. Go ahead and pray. Take away the lust. Take away the pride. Pray. Take away the prayerlessness, wordlessness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Listen, the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods. Thou shalt have no other gods. Thou shalt have no other gods. I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, any idol, bring it down. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Everything. Casting down every imagination. Casting down every imagination. Pray, every idol, monuments that we have built for ourselves. Bitterness, jealousy, backbiting. You used to have character, but now your life is as scattered as anything. Hallelujah.
The last prayer point and we're done. Listen, you never seek God if you don't prune your relationships. You've heard me say this. It is bad company. The good person nobody corrupts himself. Everybody is corrupted by an environment. Nobody starts smoking cigarette by himself. Are you hearing me? Nobody starts pursuing a man, or somebody advertises something to you and you believe it. The Lord told Eve, he said, who told you you were naked? Until then you didn't know. Somebody told you are a beautiful lady. You are absolutely beautiful. At your level, you should be dealing with allergies and people. And that indoctrination destroyed your life. Somebody told an arrogant, a man of God who would have been rising gradually, you are the Elijah of our time. From that day, you don't listen again. Somebody said, Emeka, you are the worshiper of this generation. Be careful with association. Am I saying friendship is not good? Please don't get me wrong. But let me, especially our sisters, let me be honest with you. The pressure that is on ladies, it's on everyone, but there is an unusual pressure on our ladies in this generation. You are this age and you are not married, and people leave God immediately and start behaving like fools. You are at this level, you have not given birth. As beautiful as you are, you mean you are not in any relationship. No guy likes you. And from that day, the girl says, any guy that comes to me, I will say yes to. And Satan says, that's exactly what I want. Some of you are in relationships with people here. You are coming for koinonia. They leave you. Am I right? You don't like what I'm saying. You better listen. They leave you, and after service, they will go and wait by that end and carry you. You pass from here straight to Kaduna. Simply because somebody said you are too beautiful. You are not in a relationship. Nonsense pressure.
What of men? The pressure to show that you have something in your pocket. And we cannot rise slowly. Everybody, I must wear this shoe so that this lady, this one will see that I am a rich man. And by so doing, she will like me. That's the doctrine of devils. It is the doctrine of devils. The time we should be spending seeking God, we are there lying, snapping things that we don't have, posting everywhere. I am this, I am that. I just finished snapping with so and so, because we think by doing it we will command respect. No, sir. Be careful with association. Some of us were good until we opened up ourselves to wrong people. Some of you never used to talk about men of God. You loved and honored every man of God until you encountered certain individuals who started poisoning your mind. You come to the house of God, you are looking at faults. Why is this guy standing this way? Why is this person not worshiping? I have friends, but you can ask Jimmy and ask every other person around who is my friend. The same way I make friends is exactly how I wave goodbye. I don't have any loyal. Once your life becomes pungent to my destiny, I wave you, and I wave you honestly. No strings attached, know this. There are many people I love sincerely with all my heart, but they will never be my friends. No. Don't say we grew up together. So what? You sit down praying. Somebody knocks your door. Hey, there's gist for you. Sit down. You stop the prayer. And God is saying, what about me? He said, God, just wait. My friend is here. God is the only friend that sticketh closer than a brother. When you get into trouble, they will never come and say, I'm standing with you. After this, I've said it. After Koinonia, some of you need to delete some people out of your phones. I keep saying this thing and you don't listen. Somebody stands and you are listening to Koinonia messages. He's insulting. It's okay, you can insult me, but he's insulting the revelation, insulting the message, and you are laughing. They say, you, where do you stand? Like, well, we are just there. You are lying and cheating and deceiving yourself. Let's love this God with all our heart, and you will see that you will grow like an edifice. You are sitting down and God will bring revelations you didn't open your Bible to search. Your hunger attracted that dimension of him. And when it comes to you, the word of the Lord comes. So you don't get it till it comes. You can get the theory. Every revelation I had from scripture came. You can be studying. There are times that I'm lying down in God's presence all of a sudden. There are times my Bible opens physically by itself to scriptures that the Lord wants to show me. You say this and many people don't believe it because we don't even believe in encounters. We can't talk about money again, our time is gone. But it will even be wrong to start talking about money in this very holy atmosphere that God is pruning us. We can talk about money next week. Because these are things that we must go back home and go and cry to God. You are in a relationship with an unbeliever and you are asking, is it the will of God? How in the world are you? What, is that a question? Say, he's a nobody is coming. I am 30, 35. Please, let's return back home. Return back to God. Don't sit down, cross your leg and say, he will return to me. Let me tell you what I usually do. I'm rounding up. Sometimes I write a list of everything God has achieved through me. Hey, Jimmy, I drop it on the ground and I start speaking one by one. I say, God and his purposes are above you. Thank God for this anointing. But God and his purposes are above you. Sometimes when I finish discussing maybe with a man of God and they say remarkable things about me, I stand up and walk to the mirror. I said, Joshua Selman, you remain a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. No pride. I meet people and sometimes it's as if they worship me. I return back. When we travel, ask them, the people who follow me. They usually lock me and carry the key. When I need anything, I call them and they come and open the door. That moment when they lock me is my best moment. because I'm there confessing everything before God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, is there pride in me? Work on it. This man clapped for me and cried. Let me confess it. God to me, but Lord, help me. The people are waiting for a man of God to come and preach, but I flog it out with God there. I can continue bragging and lying to myself like a fool and be preaching till the day pride brings you down. No, I've told you, nobody goes down in one day. It's a lie. God is too merciful to let men drop in one day. It is lack of visiting the secret place. People keep going down, and one day it becomes clear that you have left God a long time ago. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, keep me in your presence. Last prayer. Keep me in your presence. Keep me in your presence. That is my place of safety. That is my place of shelter. That is my place of lifting. Keep me in your presence. Hallelujah.